Over 30 Czech schools in Prague closed for today on Friday after getting an anonymous bomb threat. Police and bomb disposal experts have been scouring the schools and premises, and an intensive search is on for the culprit. Daniela Lazareva has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Daniela, what do we know about the case at this stage where there's church schools have been threatened with a bomb?
Well, Colleen, as you can imagine, the police are fairly tight-lipped at this stage of the investigation. What we do know is that the threat to blow up the city's church schools was made by letter. Now, it's not clear to whom the letter was sent, but the respective schools were alerted late on Thursday and the police went into action. They've been combing the schools and premises with the help of sniffer dogs and bomb disposal experts. And thankfully, so far, nothing has been found. But security has been stepped up around all church schools and is likely to remain so throughout the day.
And is there any indication at all as to who may be behind this threat?
Well, obviously the connecting factor here is that the threat was made against church schools, and it is crucial, I think, that the matter is not being investigated as one of the many hoax calls that are made on a daily basis, so to speak. It's actually being investigated as a planned terrorist attack for which the perpetrator could get 5 to 15 years in jail. Now, we first heard that the letter was most likely sent by a mentally ill person, but in an interview for Czech radio on Friday morning, police president Vladislav Husák said that the way in which the threat had been made, or the way in which the letter was written, showed signs that the writer knew what he was talking about. Clearly, the police are taking the matter very seriously indeed, especially as there are children involved, thousands of children, I should say.
And have the schools themselves reacted to this emergency?
Well, I think that they've been doing everything possible to cooperate with the police and to prevent the spread of panic. The headmasters contacted the children's parents late in the evening and sometimes even in the night hours to inform them about the situation and ask them to keep their children at home on the next day. Some schools cancelled classes altogether. Others prepared outdoor programs such as a visit to the zoo or to some museum in order to keep the children amused and, of course, to keep their minds off what is happening. Although some schools have already been given the all clear, they're not taking any chances as far as the children are concerned. There's a skeleton staff now operating in each one, taking calls, answering questions, reassuring parents and basically waiting to see how the situation develops.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, Daniela. Thanks for that. Just to remind you that we'll be following this story and we'll inform you if there are